Jennifer.
What is it, Tiffany?
I've just been thinking, like, you know how we hate poor people?
Oh my God, don't get me started again.
Like, they're the worst.
It's like, we have enough people, they're eating up all the little resources that we're trying to hoard.
Yeah, like, what do you, like, drive a Suburban?
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, are we about to get into one of our famous poor people rants again? Because, girl, you know I am not satiated from our 1 at 2 p.m.
What is that word? What is satiate?
It's when like military men get sent out. You know, they get satiated over in Iraq or whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fancy word.
But they should because they're poor. So go to the military. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes.
I'm way too rich to waste my life defending or whatever they do. Like, who knows?
Well. And we're not having enough wars, but Uncle Trump is seeing to that, you know? And
yeah.
So, like, soon there will be like six Unky Trumpy. Soon there will be like six of us left here. And that's someone to work at McDonald's. That's
my
cool.
favorite thing about Unky Trump is how, even though he's never looked us in the eye, like he still sends us like 50,000 on our birthday. Just like, you know, like something nice, like just puts it in a car.
Well, I mean, like, it's like less than the 100K he used to send. It's like, I can't even buy a medium African country with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like at the end of the day though, like Tiff, we're getting older. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't understand what you're saying, but it sounds really, really smart. You sound really smart.
Yeah, I know. Like, we're getting older. Like, I worked 6 hours last week. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. We just got those manicures.
Yeah.
Tiff, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I know. I know. And, like, it's one of those things where, you know, because we have so many followers on Instagram. Like, somebody sent me a DM and said, I'll give you $20,000 to tell your people to buy this thing. And I was like,
would cost me like $22,000. So ante up, please.
Yeah. And so I took 18. So I really think I won.
Wow. God, really cool. Anyways, this is a really fun camping trip.
Yeah. Sorry,
you were going to say?
It's like, whatever. Like, John Travolta's Tahoe mansion was booked. You know what I'm saying? So, like, we had to Elon Musk's. So, but it's fine. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, but it's this cool little cabin out in the middle of the Mindo Quatre Forest.
Yeah.
Not another soul for at least, you know, a half mile.
Yeah, it's secluded. Like, I only get 4 bars LTE. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my God.
It's like,
us, like, a whole minute to load up those scary stories you were going to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. Can I tell you the first one?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm so ready, girl.
Okay. Okay. Once upon a time, there was a girl in high school.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there before.
And she bought jeans at Buckle.
Oh
my gosh, terrifying.
Oh my God, 2003.
Like, so scary. Yeah, they went all of it back.
Oh
my gosh.
Wow, are you still bubbling out your throat every time?
Yeah,
I think that's a really cute condition.
It's because of all my vapes, but like, it's so good for my skin. Like, it's fine.
Well, and for your soul, you gotta nourish that.
I know. Oh, hold on 1 second. My daddy's calling me.
Sure.
Yes, daddy, what is it? Okay.
Oh, I didn't even say anything yet, but...
Daddy, hurry up. Oh my gosh, daddy, you are smothering me. You stupid hoe of a man.
Jennifer, I just wanted to give you... Tiffany, I forget sometimes.
Daddy.
I have too many businesses to run, and you want me to remember
daddy.
The name of my daughter?
I don't care. Can you just send me the money? Like, we have to go out tonight.
Yes, the money is on its way, but I called to tell you that there are some dangerous men in those forests out there.
Are they cute?
And, well...
Like, are they down the clown? You know what I'm saying? Like, I know...
I don't know that young millennial lingo means.
I know I'm only 15, but, like, I've had sex, like, 19 times.
Yeah, I could have sworn you were 18 just to keep the possibilities open.
But, Daddy, I haven't seen you in 7 years, so, like, send me my money, please, so I can go out with my friends. I swear to God, I will kill you and your entire family.
My baby girl just needs to know that her life could be in mortal danger. Could be nothing. I don't know.
Daddy, I wasn't.
But I sure know that
Daddy,
you.
Daddy, I'm so sorry. Like, I wasn't listening to you.
Are
because
you still on the phone with him?
I'm so sorry, babe. Hold on 1 second. I'm about to hang up. Daddy, I
don't
wasn't.
Don't you hang up on
Daddy,
me.
Daddy, I wasn't listening to you because Nicki Minaj was doing a nail contour makeup hybrid video. I need to watch that. Send the money. Okay, bye. Oh my gosh, Tip. I'm so sorry.
That was. I was about to go home. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm so boring when my dad calls.
I could feel myself losing brain cells, which is pretty bad considering I only have a few left.
Yeah. Anyways, how's your servant doing? Like, I know that we're trying out these new servant chairs. Like, are they good? Is it comfy?
Yeah, this one's been complaining about his legs, but oh my God. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You stopped the Nicki Minaj nail montage video, right?
Yeah.
So what was that? Tiffany, Jennifer, whatever your name is.
Okay, it was a floof.
No, someone's outside.
No, I just tutored.
That is the most disgusting.
I'm sorry I switched my diet. I was only eating avocados and I needed to add some avocado toast. Like, I just put the avocado on something and
just
messed
me up. Tutoring is just the act of spreading avocado on the bread.
Yeah.
I totally misheard that.
Okay.
I thought you said something else. I'm so sorry.
Right. But you said, Steven, I swear to God, if your scoliosis acts up and I fall off you again, it's so hard to find a good servant. Sorry, Daddy's making me say the second one.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It's a little bit ridiculous. It's like, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please, babe, please.
It's just, I feel like you're the only person at school who understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, babe, you're going to mess up all your makeup lines.
Okay, no, I won't. I'm not going to cry.
Don't.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry.
You know what Fergie says?
Yeah, that's right. She says, you so 2000 and late.
And I'm so 2008.
And eight. She did say that. Yeah.
We're living in 3008. Like, babe, we know it. Anyways, did you say somebody's outside?
That was 2 minutes ago. So
are they cute?
I don't know. Let's go ask.
Oh my gosh.
It didn't hurt to ask around.
Yeah. Like, right, do you want to
outside? Ooh,
do you want to knock?
Silly.
Like, I've never answered a door. Like, I'm not sure how it works.
No, I mean, well, sure, I guess, let's.
Okay, hold on, how do my boobs look?
Oh my God, like, two pigs rolling in mud, you know, girl?
Oh my gosh. Oh no, I need to take off my boob mask, hold on, it's all okay. Charcoal-based.
Oh, Miss, take off the boob mask.
Oh my gosh.
Your pores look so good.
Thank you. Those boob pores, those... Poor.
That's where they get you. That's where they get you.
Yeah, like my acne on my face has cleared up ever since I started masking my breasts.
Well, and it's like I focus so much on them that I still have the acne on my face, but people tell me it works for me.
Yeah, like I've never once questioned you're so bangable. Like I would totally
thank you.
The doctor that I'm seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. It's my pediatrics doctor. Like it's fine. It's legal. Probably.
That's super cute. I bet he's great with kids.
He's so good with me.
Okay, so this guy's for me then, right? If you're already seeing somebody.
I mean, if he's your type, like...
Mysterious and lurking in the woods? I mean, hello?
That's so you. That
I know.
That is so you, babe. Okay. Knock on the door.
Knock.
Hello. Oh my Anybody gosh, babe, home? we're on the same page.
Oh
that was
God.
So cute.
He's not answering.
Why is he just standing? Is that a mask? Oh my gosh.
Oh,
like,
Halloween.
Looks so he's
ago.
Coming at us with some sort of a sharp object. Like
oh
this
is gonna be one
wow.
of those Sadie Hawkins masquerade dances.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
It's gonna be amazing.
I've always
wanted
to go to one.
I love it. I love that. I live for it. Okay. There's two more coming behind him.
Oh my God, they're wearing hoods.
They're
like
all...
it's already
dark out here. Okay, if I have to get the badly dressed ones, then I'm going to scream.
You're so bad.
No, like, I want the mystery. Okay, so bad. Oh, hello. Wow. That's a really sharp. Is that a battle axe?
Oh my gosh, look at all this red glistening coming out of my stomach after he hugged me hard.
Oh my god, oh, wow, girl.
So beautiful. Oh.
Oh my god. Jennifer Tiffany, what's going on? Jennifer, excuse me, friend. Sarah, my friend isn't good after you hug her.
Do I look good still?
You look hot, girl. No, you look hot. Shut up. No, thanks. Excuse me, sir.
What?
Sir.
What? Give me all your money. Give me everything. Give me everything right here.
Uncle Trump?
Oh, my God. Uncle Trumpy? Is that... are you kidding me?
Tiffany. Jennifer. What are you doing here? At the end of the day, I'm not poor. I have all the money I need, all the money in the entire world. You're wrong.
No, but then why are you mugging me in the forest if you really have everything you need?
Uncle Don Trumpy? Jr. wasn't supposed to stab anybody. Don Jr., what do you have to say for yourself?
Stop throwing him under the bus. He's just doing what you tell him to do.
Do not run away from everything. Oh my gosh, Melania. Melania, get the car.
No.
Melania, no, oh, she crashed it. She crashed it. Oh my gosh.
Tiff, stab him. Stab him in the heart. It's the only way to end the apocalypse.
What?
I don't.
All right. Unky Trump, I'm just gonna take this, okay?
No, I'm the best dyer there's ever been.
No, I can die better. Okay? He's already dead.
And that scene before Tiffany.
No, I think we can take this three minutes farther, Reed. Reed, come on. Oh my god, that was clearly an act too. How do we resolve that?
Tiffany was on the verge of committing suicide just to prove that she could die more beautifully than Donnie Trump.
No, this is a pre no, Tiffany Smith, the axe wielding warrior princess. That was her origin story.
Feet zombies.
Yeah. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Off the Top, a podcast between me, Ben Kolka, and my friend here,
Reed of Ark.
And so Reed of Ark and I, what we do is we sit here and on the show, we just make up. I bet you couldn't tell, but those finely crafted lines were 100% made up on the spot.
We're so talented.
I know. My favorite part about it was the fact that we both had the name Jennifer and Tiffany. And you just, I really think the ambiguity of characters allows audience to resonate with them more. You know,
they
what I mean?
Can find themselves. I feel like, okay, think about your best characters, right?
All right, I'm thinking of Jennifer and Tiffany. Okay.
Jennifer. Think about, I don't know, somebody like Clark Kent. If his name was Clark or Ben Kent, like, you'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so me.
I think if we had a society where all of our protagonists were like two different characters, then multiple personality disorder would be fucking rampant.
Oh my gosh, so rampant.
Mm-hmm. It would be a real pandemic in this country.
Dude, you're saying so many smart words.
Thank you. Yeah, I went to school for a little bit.
No way.
Wait, I forgot to ask.
I've only heard about it.
Yeah, well, it's a thing.
Is it everything Papa said it was?
Yeah, and the thing is, you go out there and you follow your dream, and you know, they're like, go to school. It's the dream. They're like, is it my dream? And they're like, it's a dream. And you're like, all right,
it's a dream. It's definitely
so.
A
you
dream.
Go off to school. I'm not gonna get dark here. Whatever. School's worth it, kids. Is what I'm supposed to say.
Okay. How young?
Is our youngest audience?
How young do we skew? Like, if we're not hitting 9-year-olds yet, I don't think we're doing it right.
Yeah, well, we did. We were talking about, we had that whole guide to the Gen Zers or whatever.
Oh, you know? That we could print that into a book and sell it.
Yeah, well, I think that really Gen Zers are the one who need that guide because they're so lost. All they're doing, they're walking around all day. They don't know what's left and right, mostly because their eyes are glued on Fortnite on their screen.
If they're a boy and if they're a girl, frick, dude. I don't understand women my age. So how do you expect me to understand 13-year-old woman?
I think 13-year-old women are probably playing Fortnite. I will say Gen Zers are probably breaking down those stereotypes a little better.
Yeah, a little bit better. But, I mean, all right. So here's the deal. I have a theory about Gen Zers.
Okay.
40-year-olds and 14-year-olds text the exact same way. And I'm not kidding. Okay, so you know, like, most of our age group, right? Our age. Like, we text everything out. Like, we don't abbreviate anything. Like, we're spelling out you, Y-O-U, because we're civilized humans.
Yeah.
40-year-olds and 14-year-olds use you, the letter. They use R, the letter. They are very nondescript in their texting. Like, they don't use exclamation points. It's very matter-of-fact to the point.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like, they text the same way.
The only form of punctuation that they know, and I guess from older people, is an ellipses. It's never an exclamation point.
Everything's never a question dramatic.
Mark. No, I'm not. Okay, so my dad texts just like this. This is like everything he says. He'd be like, hey, Ben, ... I mean, like, you have to read it that way, too, because, I mean, I'm sure in his mind, he's like, I'll just insert a pause here so that Ben will look down at his phone and be like, hey, Ben, and I look back at this guy and be like, oh, that's so nice. He's saying hi to me. Let's see what that next part he said. He's like, I made dinner tonight. I'd love it if you can come join me. ...
And you're like, it's poison. It's definitely poison.
I'm like, literally dying. One true story. One time, my family, we had this group chat going on, going down to visit them in Texas, and we're all saying things, and I'm like, wow, you know, I can't wait to come visit you guys. And my mom's like, oh, yeah, we miss you so much. And then my dad says, we'll all be together very soon.
And I'm like, where's the bomb?
Dad, you know it's foreboding. Like, that is a bad line in the Tiffany and Jennifer / horror film that we just wrote.
Oh my
you know?
Gosh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
But they all do it.
I want to do it. When I get older, I want to do those old people things really ironically, like very calculated, right? So if I go to the doctor for something and my kid's like, hey, Dad, how'd it go? And then I say, I got the test results back, ... And then don't text them back for 3 days.
And then say, sorry, the dial-up was acting up.
And they're like, what?
Did you catch the latest episode of Breaking Bad? I won't spoil anything for you, but Hank totally knows.
And then they're like, no, I was too busy seeing that live-action Dora the Explorer flick.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, that's a thing.
That'll be a thing.
That is a thing. I mean,
live action Dora the Explorer in 20 years is that she's just
wait. No. That's a thing now. No, it's not. Yeah, no, they like just announced. Reed, are you kidding me?
I've never heard of it.
Are you a secret producer for Hollywood planting his ideas in people's minds?
I am an inceptioner. I am so in line and in tune with culture.
No,
that's freaking Karamo from Queer Eye. That's how cultural I am.
Queer Eye, I don't know. Is Karamo the one with the beautiful hair?
Karamo is black and he's bald.
Well, not him then. Well, who's the one with the beautiful hair?
Not bald. That's Jonathan Van Ness and he is everything.
Oh, my
they're
favorite thing is
amazing.
Like they're all pretty good. The first season, I watched a little bit of the first season, and actually my mom, bless her beautiful, cute, conservative soul. Is the one who's in love with that show, which is my favorite thing.
That's
in the world.
Best. That's what. That makes me so happy.
Well, that's like the point of the show, right? At the same
right.
Time.
Yeah. It's just like they're fighting for acceptance.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think Jonathan is my favorite because at the very beginning he has these incredible like one-liners. Like I don't know if I can come up with it on top of my head, even though I should. That's what the podcast is about. He's like, girl, I'm glad you're using this towel, but the way you wiped it up make me say sham wow.
And it just zings. And I am here for it.
Yeah. And then like it just all zings and it's like so well produced and snappy. But then she throws on an episode from like season whatever the later one is, the 2 or 3 they're on now or something or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like she throws it on and like you can tell that he's something's up with his mojo. He's lost it just a little bit because at one point, this is what happens: is they're all in a room and they're helping out this, you know, was a Queer Eye for the straight guys. They're helping out this straight guy, and he's like throwing on some like nice nuke digs or whatever. And they're all like, "Oh my god, like Ricky, you look so good." And then Jonathan's like, "Oh my god, I hope you're not out of tickets because I want to be first in line for the gun show." And everyone kind of was like, "Oh." And looks away to the side or whatever,
dude. And while you're
flailing, he's like, "Oh no, please, this is all I have."
And while you're sitting over going, "Oh, I am running towards him in pun glory," I love that, man. I love all those sweet boys. Also,
I want to say real fast before we move on too much. I have my fact checker, aka my keyboard and my fingers, right here saying that there is a live action Dora the Explorer movie in the works.
No,
apparently it was rumored to be produced by Michael Bay.
Is it Selena Gomez? And will there be robots?
No.
Okay. Let's cast Dora the Explorer live action. Okay.
All right. I'm gonna in post production throw on some theme music. And pause while I let it play.
So
yeah, all right,
Dora,
that's probably good enough. All right.
Dora the Explorer. Okay, let's dive into it. We need.
Well, so Dora the Explorer. We know her. We love her. We travel the world with her. She has a lovable cast of characters coming to you on the big screen, the silver screen, which I don't know, whatever. The coming. It's Dora the Explorer, Selena Gomez. Have we already decided that?
Yes, that's a definite.
Okay. All right. Swiper the Fox.
Okay, this is interesting. We need somebody who everybody immediately hates and wants to yell at the screen with.
No, yeah, I guess
Swiper,
you're right.
No swiping immediately. Immediately.
He just gets on the screen and the audience is, you can't even hear what the next line of dialogue is.
Who is the most,
their minds.
Yeah. Who is the most hated celebrity?
Ooh, you know, he's not hated. I just want to see him play the role of Swiper is Steve Buscemi.
Okay.
You know, you want to see Steve Buscemi in a little fox outfit, just the face cut out though, so it's still Steve Buscemi's face. And he's just like, I want him to write his own lines. I want him to put him on screen. Michael Bay directing the film is just like, all right, yeah, go on screen. And so now in this film and the scene, you're attempting to swipe, you know, the golden egg that the Dora has been looking for.
And he just comes on and is like, hey, so, what's the big deal with this egg, right? What's going on with this egg right now? What, am I supposed to steal it or something?
Swiper. Swiper. No.
What am I, a swiper? Oh, I got to be the swiper, right? Because I'm in the little fox costume?
Yes. No, oh. Listen, swiper. Listen.
Okay, I'll take it. Whatever, I'll take it. Okay,
no,
it's fine.
He's so sneaky. So sneaky. Such a fast-talking guy. Oh, I got it. All right.
My one concern with Steve Buscemi.
The only concern.
Nobody knows who he is except for us and people over 30.
Okay, so yeah, because this is aimed towards Gen Zers, right?
These young baby boys and girls have all the disposable income.
Well, then the only
they're
name
dripping
they know
with
is,
dollars.
Yeah, they're so full of money.
They're
pumping these Gen Zers full.
I got you. I got the answer, Logan Paul. But we can't. we can't pay him. We have to somehow get him to volunteer.
That's so easy. He would be so on board. Are you kidding me?
So,
oh my god, that is so good. Oh my god.
Somebody's gonna have to. I don't know who. Some other YouTuber, Casey Neistat, Rudy Mancuso. I don't know. Somebody. They're gonna have to see him kind of in the streets, right? Like at a Wendy's or something to be like, dude, you could not play the fox from Dora the Explorer. If you could not, there's no way you could do it. And his over aggressive toxic masculinity would come up. Oh, I'll do it for free. I don't even care. And then the producer comes out of nowhere, shakes his hand. You got the job.
That's an oral contract. I got four lawyers here. Who'd you say it? We got him, boys.
Got him. And then one of the lawyers is going to be Japanese and is just going to stare and say nothing as if he's looking through Logan.
God. I mean, they're specifically, they are not fans of Logan Paul right now.
Or should they be? Nor should they be.
No, they really shouldn't be. I am not. You know what, Reed? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go on record. I'm going to say I don't like Logan Paul.
We're an anti-Logan Paul and his
actions.
We are
an anti-Logan Paul
as
podcast.
As a person, I want to hold out hope that someday he could change because I believe that all humans can change. But as
there
the
is
caricature that he provides for us, we're against.
I was saying, because he put that video out, the apology one for the Japanese suicide force thing. Maybe you know that seemed like legitimately relatively
honestly,
genuine.
I still don't think he gets it.
Yeah,
okay,
probably not.
He's taken up too much of our time. He's the fox. Who's the
you
backpack?
Know, yes. Oh, backpack. Okay,
is
who
it,
can hold a lot of things?
Is it
and
Andy,
eats a lot?
Is it Andy Serkis?
Andy, oh my god! That would if Andy Serkis was on the back of Selena Gomez, I would not feel comforted
if Andy Serkis was holding all of my items.
We get like
every time I'm like, all right, Andy Serkis, I got this. We got the golden egg. I'm just gonna let you hold it. He's like, yum 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 yum. Delicioso.
Like, he's, all right, Spanish.
Calm down.
He's Spanish. Yeah. He plays the Spanish part.
Are they all? There's gonna be. Isn't that the point?
There's gonna be some. There's gonna be some TMZ footage of Andy Serkis on Selena Gomez. It's not gonna go well. So we can't cast him.
Well, okay. Well, here's the other deal: is that if it's a Spanish flick, you know, now that we're moving in the progressive, like, you know, Spanish characters should be played by Spanish people. Mm. You know, that means Antonio Banderas is going somewhere in this movie.
Boots?
No, you know, because you know who Boots has to be?
Who?
Boots has to be Michael Cera, and we all know it.
He's not Hispanic.
I know, yeah, well, we are, whatever, he's the one non-Hispanic.
We get, from Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
Okay, but we're whitewashing this movie. Every other character has to be Hispanic. Sarah's last name is A, so that's Hispanic descent.
Yeah.
If I know Spanish, and I know mucho grande Spanish.
Ooh, did you just make that up?
Yeah.
I learned when I was smaller, I lived in, as I've said many times on the podcast already, San Antonio for quite a bit of time, which is 60% Hispanic. And I learned very little Spanish the whole time because us white people down there still find a way to not engage. I don't say I agree with it. It's just that's how it is down there.
You go up to order like an enchilada, and they're like, what would you like? And you're like, I want a long tortilla with cheese inside.
Basically, it's like they were
like, and they're like, enchilada? And you're like, no, I don't want it. Whatever you said, give me the long tortilla. And that was my impression of Logan Paul as an 11-year-old.
at a Taco Bell in San Antonio.
Oh, gosh. We're pro Taco Bell, aren't we?
Yeah, we're pro Taco Bell. Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. Are you kidding me? 100%. You had that fry box yet?
Dude, no. What's that?
No, you're lying right now. You haven't had the new Taco Bell fry box? It's not even new. They brought it back. It was so good.
Dude, I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, listen to me. Listen to me. It's a $5 box because everyone's about
to. Oh, love that. That's a sweet chunk of change.
And inside of it is a cheesy gordita crunch to munch, by Charles Barkley.
Stop it.
Yep. There is also a Doritos Locos Taco.
No, there's not. Mm-mm. What?
Mm-hmm. And no, and that's not even the best part because at some point, you know, the CEO at Taco Bell is like, screw it. No, everyone knows we're not Spanish. We're not a Mexican food restaurant. Like, this is all just a ploy to get stoners their munchies. And they started making fries.
Stop it.
So it's nacho cheese fries, a Doritos Locos Taco, a cheesy gordita crunch to munch, all for $5. Taco Bell didn't even pay me to say that. I just want to say it.
Brought to you by Los Taco Bell.
Nice.
Here's what we know to be true is that in our Selena Gomez movie, Taco Bell's going to be product placed out the butt.
Yeah.
And it has to be. True. And it has
probably
to be.
Probably Casa Bonita, too. Can it be in Casa Bonita? Can we have them just visit there? the third stop on the map, you know, they're always outlining every location.
Oh, who's the last one is Casa Bonita, 100%.
Yeah, the Casa Bonita is where the golden egg is. God, we could write this movie better.
Antonio?
I challenge. What's that?
Who do you challenge?
Honestly, I challenge the current writers of the Dora the Explorer live action film to write a better film than we could.
They can't because we got Antonio Banderas as the map.
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, he only comes out, I guess he comes out in between everyone to remind Dora because she can never remember. Like, I mean, they repeat it four times at the beginning of the every episode where she needs to go, and then she's like, where do we go next? And we're like, Dora, it is a miracle you explore out of your backyard. How you have a group of children leading you everywhere you go.
Yo, who's worse at parenting, Dora's parents or the Stranger Things parents?
I mean, geez, wow. You know, I mean, Dora's got a pretty lucrative business on their hand, and the Stranger Kids things, they just got one demon-possessed child, right? Like,
yeah, they're one injury to 11 away from irrelevancy.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a pun in there. If it was, good job.
I'm subconscious.
You're pretty funny, dude. That's why I agree to do this podcast with you.
I'm so thankful. So here's my thought, though, on this movie.
Okay.
We need to find a way to get all movie theaters to have some sort of a hard surface, like a hard clear surface. Because, you know, in Dora the Explorer, the show,
when you get a little bit older and she's like, where's the okay, whatever they're looking for, the shoes, right? Let's just say that. Where are the shoes? And you're like, it's behind you, Dora. It's been behind you the whole time, Dora.
The whole movie. You know, we gotta really like bring people, this up to
people are gonna throw things at the screen. So we need to find a way to like, do we put a glass in front of it? Do we have some sort of tall, tall man swatting away the drinks? No.
We just you know, make it relevant. Like, so the deal is Dora the Explorer and it's prime in 2003 or whatever. But nowadays, like, what she's really, when you know, when she says, where's the shoes, she's asking you to vote on your phone. Like, this would be the very first interactive movie where she's like, where are the shoes? And everyone's like, I'd love to see the shoes on top of a mountain. Could you do that for me? Send. And then, you know, there's this 5,000 different outcomes. Pretty expensive budget, but it never gets old. That's the thing.
It never gets old. What if middle of a movie, you know, you change things up, right? You do little sidebars. Dora's like, where do you think it is? And then it quick change goes into she's on an episode of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? And ooh, the host did by the map because Antonio Banderas is
yeah,
the
let's
voice.
Get as much screen time for that as we can, man.
Okay, Dora the Explorer. Where are the shoes? And then it's like, A, is it A, top of a mountain? B, in your butt. Three. Or four, inside of Michael Cera. I mean boots. I mean,
I'm like,
boots.
Oh,
I mean
geez, boots. Please, you don't have to check in front of, inside of my butt.
And she goes,
the boots, calm down.
Okay, this is a good point. What tone is Dora going to have? Because is Dora going to be – I don't think Dora's as playful. I think she's kind of badass. Like, it's Selena Gomez, for God's sake.
Well, so the original Dora in the cartoon didn't have the accent. So, but remember when they ruined The Last Airbender and they're all like, the thing is, Aang – that's how his name should be pronounced, should be more Asian. And it's true. Like, you know, like, let's make it a little more relevant to, like, the setting that it's in. But they went so far into it, like, so far into the setting that the movie itself was, like, devoid of any plot. Yep. So I'm wondering, I mean, like, that's a tough decision to make nowadays. Like, how should Dora be played? Like, what is the essence of that character?
Okay. I'm going to give you something, and I need you to run with it. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you one word. Okay?
All right.
Metallic.
All right. I'm thinking Dora is a four-piece rock band from the 80s that ruined music streaming. I think. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm feeling.
Okay, good.
That's
good.
What I'm going.
We're
going
to dive into another word association, okay?
All right. Okay, cool.
Okay. Spunky.
Yeah, that makes me think of like a little yippy dog that whenever it jumps up and down, it doesn't bend its legs. It just kind of moves up into the air. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'll give you a new word.
Okay.
Groundbreaking.
I know it has nothing to do with this, but first thing that popped into my head is just Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. The first thing I thought of was just Bill Murray's face. And not even young Bill Murray. I'm thinking of old St. Vincent Bill Murray, too.
So what we've learned is that our character's favorite music needs to be Metallica. Mm-hmm. She also needs her godfather is Bill Murray, apparently.
Okay.
And the second one
she
is...
She can't bend her legs when she jumps.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that'll be a good movie. Again, once again, writers of Dora the Explorer, I challenge you.
We dare you. We dare you.
What we're coming up with
come
right
up against
now.
Us.
But people eat this up, Reed. They love drama. That's all people want anymore.
We should start making plot videos, and we should challenge the other writers, like we're WWE superstars challenging another WWE.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Coming this Thursday to a theater near you, it is me, the Butt Slinger. Going up against you. You cannot mess with me. I am the man.
What was that show called, like, Shaq Does It Better or whatever?
Versus Shaq.
Yeah, and like, he would just go up, he's like, today Shaq is gonna take on a 5-star chef in cooking seafood. Shaq's like, man, I've never cooked a prawn in my life. And it's like, who's gonna do it better? And it got a lot of seasons because nobody was surprised when the 5-star chef beats Shaq.
Oh my gosh. Shaq can't do a spreadsheet on Excel? Ah, I'm riveted.
But how did he do basketball without Excel? Whatever, it doesn't make any sense.
Can Shaq be better at being an antelope than an antelope?
Shaq's like, it's all right, antelope. You know, I can't win every time. Antelope's like, Shaq, you can't win most times. Let's be honest.
This week, Shaq tries to be Randy Jackson.
Yo, dog, I love the attempt of you being Randy Jackson. You said dog a lot. You said it at least 5 times.
Yo, dog. At the end of the day. Dog. That's like my Shaq if he had 3 Ambiens. Oh my gosh, Ben, was that the Hogwarts Express?
That's right, Reed, signaling us into our next segment. Why not? Like, so everyone off the top, as you know, we're a relatively new podcast still ringing in. This is our 12th episode, meaning that, Reed, we've done 3 straight months of podcasting here.
It feels like 3 years.
Yeah, my friend. And so we're messing with the format a little bit. We're going to try, you know, what we really, I think we've been practicing and getting better at is long form comedy sketches, just improv comedy done longer than like a 2 or 3 minute game that you see on like Whose Line Is It Anyway or whatever. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a game. I don't know what the word of it is, but it's just a long form comedy sketch set in multiple scenes. So we're going to be, I have a prompt here that a friend of mine has sent to me. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to reveal it here in a second. And at any point during the sketch, it's just a location. We're gonna flesh out this world. Reader, I can say meanwhile or flashback or back to the present. And that'll bring us, you know, we'll flash to the side of showing you a little more of what's happening in this world or move back to explain our characters and their backstories. And that's pretty much the game. Reed, you sound like you're on board.
Dude, if I was even more on board, I'd be inside of Betsy DeVos's ship that flew away into the ocean.
Yeah, man, those rich people in their flying boats.
Gotta love it, dude.
Gotta love it.
Somebody better call Ong up in here. You know what I'm saying?
And so away we go. Reed, are you ready?
All right.
Our location ready. Is an African safari. So many monkeys out here. So many. Jerome.
Hey.
Can you please get you? I hired you to catch these monkeys. Can you please keep them off of me while I study these plants?
Look, man, you didn't hire me as much as you tranked me and brought me here.
Yeah, as a good safari explorer does.
Okay, look, man, I don't really get why we're here. We've been here for 3 weeks. We've been walking in circles. There seems
to be. Look at all of the tranquilized tigers we have been dragging around. There's 3 of them right there. One of them Siberian. I can't wait to explain that to all of the people back home.
I don't know where home is anymore.
Where are we, Jerome?
Where are you tranked me, bro?
Yes, but yeah, when I told you reach into your subconscious, Jerome, because when I tranked you, I whispered all of where we were going because I was lonely and wanted to talk to somebody. But deep in your subconscious, you must remember where we came from.
Flashback.
Jerome, sometimes when I'm scared, I like to reach into my pocket and pull out this little plushy Pikachu. I stroke it and it makes me feel happy, like I'm a 10-year-old boy back at home. You know what I mean?
I'm falling asleep. Back to
Jerome.
So, are we catching Pokemon?
I don't know where you got that from, Jerome. I told you not to tell anybody about that.
Are you talking to yourself?
No, that was I telling you in whisper, even though I know you are 6 feet away from me. But still, so, I mean, who else would I be talking to?
Look, bud, look, I don't want to burst your bubble. Pokemon's a game.
Pokemon is not real.
Like, Pikachu doesn't exist.
Listen to me, Jerome. There are stations in Japan right now raising real-life Pokemon.
We're not Meanwhile, in Japan!
Jackson, oh. Jackson, there are so many of these Pokemon are breaking out of their cells. I don't know what to do.
There's something we need to do. We need to get all of the Pokemon into the same room, okay? And then we'll fight to the death like in our Super Smash Bros. You know, a very, very good film, a very, very fun game. We are very good at games.
Jackson, clear your throat. You're talking strange.
Wow. Yeah, all that was sushi wild.
That
seaweed really got into my esophagus.
Yeah, it just wraps around your vocal cords. Yeah, Jackson, no time to talk. We gotta catch you. There's Geodudes. There's Charizards. The Gen Z.
Is that a Squirtle?
Oh my god, what's he doing?
I don't know, but I do know this. Japan's the only country with Pokemon.
Is that... Well, all right. Yeah. Are you trying to convince somebody of that?
Look, man, Jackson? There's no Pokemon anywhere else. I didn't steal a Pokemon and bring it to a different country or continent.
Jackson,
say
Jackson.
Africa.
If we brought one of those things to another continent, the havoc it would wreak on an ecosystem is immeasurable.
Exactly my plan is something I didn't utter as I set the Pokemon free.
Meanwhile, and so there's, you know, there are real Pokemon. Jerome,
there's not Poke. Look, man, Charizards don't exist in the wild.
Listen to you. You sound ridiculous. Charizards don't exist in the wild.
No, they
then
don't
what
exist.
Is that over there.
That is a tree.
Oh, over there!
That is a...
Exactly. A big orange lizard with wings and a tail on fire.
That's
now,
just
I
my...
I might be crazy.
That's not a big lizard. That's my ex-wife.
Oh, flashback. Jerome, do you really love me?
No, just... I don't love you.
It's the lizard tail, isn't it?
You're terrible looking. Why didn't you tell me you had a lizard tail? This is our honeymoon.
I thought that maybe once I trapped you in a marriage, you would accept me for who I am.
You're a lizard. I don't even.
Didn't you think it was weird that I asked? I've never gone anywhere without a sun lamp. I thought at some point it became obvious.
I just thought you were quirky.
That's just my seashell with googly eyes collection. I am quirky, but I can also be a lizard.
How did you wear makeup for three straight years? And now you wipe it off and you're orange.
Yeah. Listen, remember there was a reason when I asked you, you know, the priest said, you know, do you take this large reptilian Pokemon to be your wife. And you remember how he told you, instead of saying I do, say I choose you? You remember that? You didn't think any of that was strange?
I don't know. I thought maybe you were from Finland or some Scandinavian
Ash Ketchum
country.
Ash Ketchum was our best man.
I thought Jerome? That his name was Stash. Like, it was a cool nickname. Like, yo, that's
no.
The Stash.
No, Stash is that kid who used to bully you in high school, remember?
No, that was Steve Buscemi.
Flashback. Hey, kid. Hey, what? You think you're better than me?
No, why are you attacking? Hey. How did you get in here? This is
no
kindergarten.
Kid, listen to me. One day, you know, you gotta put money on the table. You gotta act somewhere. You gotta take whatever gig you get. Sometimes
I don't understand what you're... I'm finger painting.
Yeah. Right. Well. Maybe you're painting on fingers. Whatever. You got to make money somehow. But kid, listen. This is crap. Nobody's gonna buy things that looks like they've been painted by a single broad brush in every stroke.
You look like a beaver, man.
Back to the other present. You said he looked like a beaver. You remember? And you think that's why he bullied you. Maybe he was giving you critiquing advice.
Look, babe. We're done. Okay, we're done. I'm walking out the door and it's all I'm ever going to see you again. Bye. Okay. Back to the African safari.
Are you going to go talk to her?
God, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I guess.
Listen, how many years has it been?
Two, 2 weeks.
Oh, this is 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Wow, geez, I tranquilized you 2 weeks ago. I guess.
That must have been. Where'd you find me?
Yeah, I found you outside of a Pokemon gym. So that,
yeah,
again,
that makes sense.
Yeah, well, just hey, what's the worst that could happen? You know, what's worst that could happen if you piss off a Charizard?
She could fire blast me.
She won't do that.
You don't know.
Here, I've been holding this in my pocket. It's a Pokeball.
Oh.
Use this if she starts to attack you.
Wendy's quarter pound baconator.
I'm on a lot of acid right now, Jerome. Take this Pokeball.
Okay. Can I eat? Okay.
No, I'm pushing it towards you. Listen, sometimes you just need a little bit of push.
Sandwich. Okay. hey, ex-wife.
Oh, so you're calling me by my last name now. We're not even on the first name.
Okay. Fine, Charzy.
It's good to see you too.
Charzy.
I thought we agreed when we... Charzine, yes. When we agreed that when, you know, we were taking this break, I would go to Africa.
This isn't a break.
To Europe.
We never discussed locations. I left and then you're here now.
Why are you following me?
You followed me. I got tranquilized.
Oh. I don't want to hear what you're doing in your single life now, okay?
That's
I'm trying
not,
to find that's myself. That's why I'm out here in the African safari.
Okay. I don't want to insinuate anything. But you've done this before. Did you track me on Find My Friends?
What? No, you...
Did you track me on Find My Friends?
Yes, okay. But, I mean, come on. When Apple released that feature, we all know it was just for jealous spouses to track each other.
Look, man, whatever Steve Jobs' deal was, he's dead now. Okay?
Flashback.
Well...
Melinda Jobs, what are you doing with that knife?
Stabbing ya. Back to the present.
The
sad truth that no one knows about how Steve Jobs died.
Yeah, they covered it up pretty well. But anyways, okay, fine, Jerome. I followed you here. Give me another chance. I'm begging you.
Look, I mean, I don't know how this is gonna work, but that very acidic man who is now licking a tree. He gave me this baconator, and he said it's a Pokeball, so I guess I'll try to use it on you.
What? No, you can't. Don't throw a baconator at me. No. Jerome, you have no idea what that does to a Pokeball.
Charizard, I choose you? I don't...
Oh, no! Charizard flies into the baconator.
I don't understand. Hey,
good job, Jerome. You did it.
How did that work?
You caught your Charizard.
No, eating the bacon? Don't eat the bacon.
We've been out here for weeks.
You just ate my ex-wife.
Yeah, she was your ex-wife. She's not your current wife. Get over it.
Why are you fatter in your voice all of a sudden?
Well, I got a mouthful of baconators. What do you sound like when you eat one?
The same.
All right.
I don't eat people... Lizards.
That hit the spot. Listen, Jerome, I need you to pull yourself together. We gotta get these tigers to a nearby village and sell them their pelts.
Ah, no, man.
Come on.
You can't be going around eating animals. Pokemon in
What? I am American. I can do that if I want to.
I'm American, and I'm not like that.
Well, Jerome, don't make me tranquilize you, because you know I will. You know I will. Nothing stopped me the first time. Quite literally, nothing stopped me the first time.
Well, the person whose name I'm unsure of at this point.
Yeah, and you're not going to know.
While we were at the last camp, while you were sleeping in between two tigers, I snuck into your pouch, I took your tranquilizer, and I put it inside of your pocket.
Oh, you mean this pocket? Oh! Die! I just stabbed my... Okay.
Good. Now let me set these tigers free.
Thank you so much.
What? You talk?
Oh, yeah. All African tigers talk.
Wow. How come they never talk when I do the Disney Safari in Disney World?
Yeah, that's the magic of that is they take away the talking. It's dumb. It's dumb. Right. Listen, it's time that we took you to our home to show you.
Oh
our,
my gosh!
Your gratitude for saving us. It's
do you all live in the same place?
Yes, it's 64 people, tigers to a den, lions to a den, tigers. What are we? Tigers?
You live with lions?
Yeah, there's bears too. It's whatever, man. Come on.
Lions and tigers and bears.
But meanwhile, oh my, Lion Jim, did you eat all of the honey? You know it's for us bears.
Look, man, at the end of the day, we lions need to get what's ours. We're the king of the jungle.
You keep saying that, but I haven't seen you pass any legislation.
I don't even know what that means. I'm a lion.
Excuse me, guys. Okay, I've been listening to you guys fight for hours and hours, and I just like to point out, us tigers, we're getting the short end of the stick here. We never fight with you, but at the same time, you're always yelling in our ear space.
Hey, you nerds, go back to reading your books.
I'm not a... Fine, go back to my corner and... Jeffrey, do you think all the lions think we're nerds?
Anthony, we are nerds.
No, Jeffrey, don't say that.
Anthony, you need to believe that you're okay with who you are when you're not yourself. I was reading my friend's recent Instagram caption. It doesn't make any sense. What did you say? We're nerds. Yes, we're nerds.
I don't know. That isn't like, I mean, like, what do we even do that's nerdy as tigers? You know, just because I have stripes on my shirt, my mom, you know, gave
look,
me these.
Man, look, the lions are all the same color. Okay.
Yeah.
They don't get geographical shapes, so it confuses them. They think, because our stripes help us hide in the tall grasses that were somehow nerds for studying how to hunt prey better, where they just run at things.
Yeah, you know, maybe I am happy with me. It's just ever since Raphael got taken and sent to one of those fancy zoos in America, it's kind of like, you know, I just wish that was my life. He's probably got it pretty good right now, you know?
Look, man,
if there's one thing I've learned about America, it's that it sucks.
Meanwhile, honey, the zoo sucks. I hear that the zoos in Beijing are a lot cooler than this, but here we are in San Diego. Look at that tiger. Look, I just threw three Baconators at him. He's not even moving.
Honey, maybe he's a vegan.
Listen to you. Get off Instagram. Get off Instagram. No, tigers can't be vegan. You understand?
Look. I have to keep up with Chip and Joanna Gaines.
No, because you're just reading stuff like tigers can be tigers are killing machines.
Look at that little guy.
He's depressed or something.
He looks like he's reading a book in the sand.
Mommy, is he? What's it? That tiger seems kind of nerdy.
He is. He is, and you know what we do with nerds?
What?
We make fun of them. Because that's what Americans do.
That's right. That's what Americans do. Eat your Baconator, Timbo.
Back to the present.
I wonder, sorry. Waking up. Jerome?
Yeah?
Jerome?
Yeah?
Oh, you're back. Where did you go?
I just went out to pee.
No, I guess I drank. Jerome, listen, I'm sorry I tranquilized you.
Look, man, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. You know why?
Why?
Because I have a Baconator of my own.
Hey, what are you doing with that Baconator? Jerome, you're acting a little aggressive with that Baconator. Why don't you set that Baconator?
You,
no,
fool.
No. The Baconator wobbles back and forth, pulsating
come
red.
AB, hold it. Got it. Yes!
The safari doctor was caught. Give him a nickname.
Mm.
God, give him something funny, dude. This is a weird. This is a weird ass pirated copy of Pokemon you got.
This is his nickname. It's just THHHHHHHH.
Yeah, Reed. Where did you find that? It's instead of a Pokeball, it's just a Baconator on the cover. I mean, what is this?
Look, man, I got a guy, and he does bootlegs.
This is it says Americamon. What is this like? This is some dumb.
Dude, okay. Capitals. Okay, look, I have a cousin. Okay, she's kind of white and very white trash, but very rich. And her mom married into the Trump family, so Trump's technically her uncle. She introduced me to this dude who, like, he has, like, Nazi, I don't know, but he just has the best bootleg, so I don't know, I got it from him.
Meanwhile. Honey, listen, I want to make video games, okay? Daddy gave me enough money to make video games. And I want you to do it for me, because you're a computer button pusher or whatever.
I mean, girl, look, I know that, like, I can do it, but, like, I already worked 6 hours last week.
Yeah, and your manicure is ruined. We've been over this.
But I mean, I have somebody that might be able to help you.
Oh, yeah. Where does he live?
He lives in Charleston.
That sounds like an interesting plot mechanic.
It's boring. But he does... He does like the Nazis, but he's into bootlegging.
Listen, let's think about what we want to make. I have this great idea. It's a satire about America, but it's like also Pokemon. I don't know. We'll figure
love
it out.
It. The Japanese Listen, I got this have been cabin stealing out. It.
Yes, I know. We got this cabin out in the woods that my daddy let us. We should just go.
Is it John Travolta's?
It is John Travolta's, girl. I can't keep anything private from you. Nope. I don't remember if it was, but I, you know what? I don't care. I'm paying too much money.
It's going to be somebody great. Okay, babe, let's go.
And scene. Wow, Reed. That was incredible.
That was a lot.
How did we do that?
The new name of our podcast is Full Circle.
A podcast. Reed Berwick.
Hello, welcome to Full Circle with Reed Berwick.
No, here's how we do it from here on out. You say, hello, welcome to Full Circle with Reed Berwick. And then we start the show, and I say, and I'm Ben Kolka. And that's how we end it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that... I'm pretty.
Wow.
You
must have gone to CSU.
I did go to CSU. You know me too well. But that's how we also, that's how we end our Dora the Explorer live action movie.
So. Wait, we end it by saying, and you pull on the screen and you're like, and I'm Ben Kolka.
Yes, and I'm Ben Kolka. Everyone's leaving the theater like man, what? That Ben Kolka writer. He's, every time he makes a movie, everyone knows he's got to get the last word.
And everyone's like, Marvel's doing some weird stuff with their post-credit scenes.
And I hope it becomes a thing where everyone's like, hey, man, come on. The credits have been rolling for 20 minutes. Like, no, come on. We got to wait. There's a Ben Kolka at the end of every movie.
And then you become a legend.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the sound of that. Well, Reed, we've gotten here to the end of Off the Top. And there's one way that we end every single show, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's by saying, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, bastards.
don't, that's it. We're done. Goodbye, everybody.